a Microsoft data center campus is one step closer to being built in Racine County after a vote from a local plan commission. It's Tuesday, September 30th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crowe. Coming up on the show today, state utility regulators approve Wisconsin's first large-scale wind farm in more than a decade. And a look at what advocates say is lax regulation of manufactured homes. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Development of another Microsoft data center in Racine County took a step forward last night. The tech giant wants to build on around 240 acres of farmland next to the Oak Creek We Energies power plant in the village of Caledonia. The Village Plan Commission voted to approve rezoning the property and amending a land use map to allow for the data center. That came after a two-hour public hearing. More than 40 residents told the commission they were concerned about noise, traffic, and the project's impact on the environment. Village trustee and Plan Commission member Nancy Pierce voted no.
We have other places in the village where we could accommodate this, and it would work perfectly fine.
The village board has the final vote on the rezoning. That's set to take place in October. Meanwhile, construction is already underway on a different Microsoft data center campus in Racine County in the community of Mount Pleasant. A 33-year-old man is in the Dane County Jail after police say he threatened to blow up the Wisconsin Capitol. Sarah Lear has more.
Madison police say the man called 911 last week and said he wanted to blow up the seat of state government. And, according to an incident report published Monday, he continued to make those threats after officers arrived. As of Monday afternoon, Dane County prosecutors had not yet filed charges against the man over the incident. WPR is not naming him because he has not been charged. Jail records list tentative charges against him of making a terrorist threat and violating probation. The man is currently under community supervision after pleading guilty in 2023 to fleeing from police in Green Lake County. Department of Corrections records list him as a DeForest resident. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
An endangered whooping crane died earlier this month in Wisconsin after contracting highly pathogenic avian influenza. It's the first confirmed whooping crane death caused by the virus. There are only 700 of the highly endangered species left in North America. Ducky, the female crane who died, was a part of the Eastern Migratory Population, a reintroduced group of 70 whooping cranes in Wisconsin. Diana Boone is the International Crane Foundation's Director of Conservation Medicine.
Even losing one of them has a potential impact on the recovery efforts, especially a female that has, you know, the ability to produce eggs and offspring.
Ducky lived at the Foundation's headquarters in Baraboo. She was set to be released into the wild at the Horicon National Wildlife Refuge with seven other whooping cranes this fall. The Foundation says other cranes may have been exposed but are showing no symptoms. Staff at the headquarters are currently monitoring their condition. State utility regulators approved a pair of renewable energy projects last week. As Joe Schultz reports, that includes Wisconsin's first large-scale wind farm in more than a decade.
The Badger Hollow Wind Project will be located in Iowa in Grant counties. The Whitewater Solar Project will be in Jefferson and Walworth counties. The wind farm will generate enough energy to power more than 30,000 homes. And the solar project will generate enough to power more than 21,000 homes. Chelsea Chandler is with the nonprofit Clean Wisconsin. She says the approvals are a win for the sector.
Our federal government is taking a lot of creative paths to putting up hurdles for
renewables, and it's encouraging to see that projects are still getting permitted here in Wisconsin.
She says the Badger Hollow project is the first large-scale wind farm approved in Wisconsin since 2011. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the regulation of manufactured or mobile homes and how it affects the people who live in them. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, Wisconsin needs more affordable housing, and manufactured or mobile homes could help provide it. But advocates say the state needs to better protect thousands of people who already live in them. Eddie Costello reports regulation of manufactured home parks is divided between Wisconsin agencies, and enforcement is limited.
Cindy Philby walks on the gravel road next to her home in Woodland Park. A patch of tall grass, garbage cans, and trucks line the edge of the Fond du Lac community. Philby stops at a pothole.
As you can see, the roads ain't exactly the greatest.
On the opposite side of the park, weeds poke through a web of cracked concrete. Philby has seen social media posts calling the park an eyesore and saying it should be paved over. She and her neighbors have filed complaints with Wisconsin's Consumer Protection Agency. One complaint detailed issues with the roads, garbage, and flooding. Another resident describes parts of the park after it rains as a lake. Philby says it's a mud puddle.
So the water just builds. And in wintertime, it's fun too.
The park is owned by Core Communities. It's a Florida-based company that owns parks across the country. Core declined to respond on the record for this story, but Woodlands Management did provide the state evidence that they were addressing issues last year. But residents say not enough has changed, including Philby. She moved to Woodland last year after she had to sell her traditional home.
I couldn't afford to get another house. So my next best thing to keep a roof over my head was a trailer.
She used everything she had to buy an older manufactured home for $4,500. She slept in a homeless shelter until it arrived from Iowa. Unlike other homeowners, she has to pay a monthly rent on the land her home sits on. She also can't move as easily as other renters. Moving her home again would cost more than it's worth. At the start of this year, Core raised her rent by $75 a month. That's a tough increase for Philby, who relies on fixed disability payments.
They are squeezing everybody in this park to death.
She complained to the state after management offered her only a month-to-month lease. Wisconsin law requires all landlords provide year-long leases that provide better protections from rent hikes and eviction. But Core never responded to the state's emails about providing a year lease, and Philby's complaint was left unresolved.
I was just constantly told to get an attorney. There's nobody in this trailer park that can afford an attorney.
She wants more protection for communities like hers. State Representative Scott Krug says he does too.
People think if it's out of sight, it's out of mind, and they don't think that this is actually part of solving the overall affordability crisis.
He's sponsoring legislation that would create new requirements for residents and landlords and clarify certain existing laws for manufactured home park residents. Current regulations are confusing, and the responsibility for enforcing them is split between agencies. Steve Carlson says that leaves residents unsure about how to get help. He is the co-founder of the Wisconsin Manufactured Homeowners Alliance. The group organizes park residents to address problems and preserve affordability.
It's not clear how many people have any idea of where they would make a complaint if they had one.
Woodland residents complain to the State Consumer Protection Agency, but it's the Department of Safety and Professional Services that oversees things like park roads, drainage, and maintenance. The agency found inspection records for fewer than 20 parks between 2022 and the start of this year, despite listing over 700 communities in its licensing data. Wisconsin does not require any routine inspections, but Carlson points out that Michigan inspects parks annually.
That's an obvious problem with a very easy fix.
The state does not have records of Woodland Park's last inspection, and it isn't listed in state licensing data. Around 30% of communities that do show up on the state licensure's website have expired permits. A department spokesperson says they are working to get more parks renewed after switching to a faster online platform, and upcoming website updates will make it easier for visitors to navigate and file complaints. But for now, Philby says,
they can just do whatever they want, and the federal government's allowing them to do it. The town's allowing them to do it. The state's allowing them to do it.
That leaves her wondering if she'd be better off moving to an apartment. Addie Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This piece was produced in partnership with the nonprofit Wisconsin Watch. And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. High temperatures in the 70s and 80s across the state today, mostly sunny as well. Overnight, things stay dry with lows down in the 50s. Little bit cooler tomorrow with highs in the 70s. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crowe, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.